I started off because I had never really gone backpacking before, especially not for that long.
What would you say is like the one biggest thing that's changed?
Was very introverted. Definitely a lot more shy than I am now. Not a big group of friends. I don't think I've ever actually even been drunk until I actually went on my first backpacking trip. It got me out of my comfort zone. I tried a bunch of new things I've never done before, crazy things. And that's actually how I managed to make so many friends.
Let's make one thing clear. We're strangers today, but tomorrow we're going to be friends. Mark my word.
Living my best life. I'm happy.
Right. Thanks for coming on the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Do you want to, for the audience, introduce who you are and how long you've been a part of TTS?
Well, I'm Christina. I'm from Canada, and I've been a part of TTS since the beginning. So it was created in 2021, and I joined the group like a month after it was created.
That's pretty cool. So you are one of the, like...
The OGs.
You're one of the OGs.
Yeah, I absolutely am.
What I'm intrigued about is what, like, how TTS looked back then compared to now.
Ooh, okay. So when I first joined, there were probably around, 1,000 members.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, so it's been, 3 years or so, the group has now grown to over 150,000 members. And so there's a big change in numbers. I remember back then, we had an OGs chat. There were maybe 20 people from mm-hmm. around the world that we all met through TTS. And
so it's kind of those close friends have come from that broader Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah. And even some of them, I still talk to. There's one girl that I met, way at the beginning, and she messaged me, a few days ago, because she's from Portugal, and she messaged me if I'm in Lisbon, that I could go and visit her.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, so what would you say is the same, and what would you say has changed?
There's definitely a lot more trips than there used to be. They're coming out with so many new things. The first trip they came out with, they only had Snow Squad. And now, they've got snow, sail, surf, scuba, safari. They have so many different types of trips, you know.
Out of the original trips, what did you go on?
Well, back when it first started, it was just small trips in the UK. And because I wasn't in the UK, I couldn't do any of those. But we did have hiking trips in Canada for just a small group of people from TTS that were in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So it would just be small little trips like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so the 20 people you were talking about that you have in a group, where did they come from? Which parts of the world?
There was people from Portugal, Austria, the UK, Canada. Yeah, that's about all I can remember.
All over the place.
Yeah.
Okay, nice. Okay, and then in terms of the way people are and the relationships you build in TTS, kind of back then, would you say, is it the same? Is it different? You know, is it better? How's it changed?
Well, for me personally, I find it's easier just because back then I was still in Canada and, you know, I was a little bit far out compared to...
To where are you based now?
Oh, I'm still in Canada, but now I have the freedom to travel wherever I want and I have the time to.
Mm-hmm.
So now that's why I can actually do the trips and see more people that are a part of TTS. Yeah. And that's why I have a ton more friends.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so just for the audience then, what stage in life are you at? How come you're traveling so much at the moment?
So I just finished uni and at the same time my job contract ended. So I basically, I'm traveling for about 6 months right now, spending all my savings.
Yeah, nice.
And I'm going to try to figure out a job for next year and where to go from there. So I'm just traveling aimlessly at this time.
Okay, so for anybody else that has thought about traveling aimlessly, and they're, they've not got a specific goal other than to travel, what would you say one thing you've maybe learned from that process is?
The main thing is people always ask me how I have the money to travel. It's definitely saving. Because I, like, my focus back home is to save money. So I rarely ever spend money on eating out, doing activities, going out drinking with friends. I mean, I don't even have a car. I use my parents' car. I live with my parents. So I'm saving a lot of money.
Okay, nice. So you'd say like prioritizing saving at home.
Saving.
To 100%. Be able to afford those experiences when you're abroad.
Exactly. And then when I run out of money, I go back home, work some more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. And so do you have one kind of story or experience or place you've been where you feel like after that experience, you maybe changed, like, the type of person you are?
Oh, yes, yes. So that would absolutely 100% be my backpacking trip from last year. So that was about 4.5 months.
Okay.
And before that,
Whereabouts was it?
Oh, all of, like, it was mostly Europe, and then I ended in Bali.
Okay.
4.5 months. Mm-hmm. I started off because I had never really gone backpacking before, especially not for that long.
Yeah.
So I started off with actually a group of friends I met through TTS, and they kind of gave me like the ins and outs and some tips for backpacking. And from there, I went off on my own after about 3 weeks and just figure out everything along the way. And so I became really independent doing that.
It's interesting what you say about, so you, when you went away on this long trip, you started off with friends from TTS. See, I did the same when I went on a solo trip to Thailand.
Yes.
I went with friends from TTS. And after I got there, I got comfortable. I was like, okay, you know what? I'm ready to kind of break off and go and have that kind of element of freedom. But to have friends or people you can meet on maybe the Facebook page to actually get, just help you get over that line is great.
100%.
Okay, so when you finally did break away from the friends there and you decided to go fully solo when you're traveling, was there any kind of anything that surprised you about just traveling on your own, maybe about yourself or like where you went?
Well, I sure did become a lot more outgoing, that's for sure, because I met so many people. I met strangers that weren't even a part of TTS. I just meet them in hostels that I go to, and I stayed in a lot of party hostels, and that's actually how I managed to make so many friends. I think it helps a lot, and staying in party hostels, it got me out of my comfort zone. I tried a bunch of new things that I've never done before. Crazy things. Crazy stories I had from that.
So, getting you out of your comfort zone, what sort of person were you before you started traveling?
Oh, yeah. I was very introverted. Definitely a lot more shy than I am now. Not a big group of friends.
Okay.
I didn't go out that much. And I don't think I've ever actually even been drunk until I actually went on my first backpacking trip.
You go, okay, and so compared to you now then, what would you say is like the one biggest thing that's changed?
Or
how would you describe yourself now?
Well, there's still part of me that's a little bit introverted, but people don't notice that because I seem a lot more outgoing than I used to be, for sure. Also, in the past few years, my mindset changed. I just feel like when I'm traveling, I feel happier, more positive. Mm. Just overall, like, living my best life. I'm happy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, excellent, excellent. So for anybody who is new to traveling, have you got any tips or tricks for finding like-minded people to travel with, or ways to, you know, interact with like-minded people
traveling? Oh, yeah. So first one would be, if you're staying in hostels, definitely bring a deck of cards because it'll get other people that want to come in and join and play games with you. Another one would be to join the travel squad. So that is a group specifically made for people that want to travel around the world and prefer not to go alone. Its actual goal is to find people that want to meet other people that want to travel too. And so you go on trips like the one we're on right now, we're on Surf Squad. And so here, there's 100 strangers, and we are all just connecting.
Let's make one thing clear. We're strangers today, but tomorrow we're going to be friends. Mark my word.
And then on that note, thank you for coming on the podcast. Appreciate you all your time. And I'll see you on the next trip.
Absolutely, 100%.
Cool.
Thank you.